Jacqueline Kiger, what's the significance of March 31st?
March 31st is the deadline for this initial open enrollment period through the North Carolina Health Insurance Marketplace. So what that means is that people here in our community have until March 31st to enroll and to access the financial assistance that's available to help them pay for health insurance. It also means that if they haven't enrolled by March 31st and they are not exempt from the individual mandate, that they may be required to pay a penalty in their taxes.
So if you want to be covered in the calendar year 2014, the deadline is March 31st.
Yes, that's the deadline, and people need to get covered, and they can access a navigator in order to do that. And we are available now through the end of March in order to meet people's needs and help them get enrolled.
Are North Carolinians signing up for health insurance?
They sure are, David. What the statistics that we have right now are that as of March 1st, over 200,000 folks here in North Carolina had enrolled in health insurance. And across the nation, North Carolina ranks 5 in enrollment numbers. We are behind the states of California, Florida, New York, and Texas. In terms of states who are operating under the federally facilitated marketplace, where the federal government is implementing the exchange, we are number 3. So we, people here in North Carolina, are really eager for this health insurance, and we are seeing that our state is getting a lot of people the information, and people are enrolling, and we really look forward to the numbers at the end of March.
When this process started, what were the projections as to how many people the state expected to sign up?
Our goal was really to reach about 153,000 people here in the state. So by the end of February, based on that number, it looks like we have met that goal and are now exceeding it.
John Wingerter, what do you need to expedite the process if you have an appointment with a navigator?
They should bring Social Security numbers for themselves and other the members of their family. They should either bring a W-2 or a tax return or have some idea of what their earnings have been and what they project their earnings to be during 2014. If they have an employer plan, they should have received some type of information from the employer with a number of that plan. Also, if they were brave enough to go onto the healthcare.gov website and created an account, they need to be sure to bring a user ID and the password. I can't emphasize that enough. Bring the user ID and the password. Otherwise, we'll have to start all over again and create a new account for them.
If you miss this deadline, when's the next opportunity to sign up?
The next opportunity for open enrollment will begin on November the 15th of 2014, and it will run through February the 15th of 2015. And that open enrollment period will be for health insurance coverage in the 2015 calendar year.
In addition to that, if somebody has a life event during 2014, for example, they may be a student who turns 26 or no longer eligible for coverage under their parents' plan, or perhaps they lose health care coverage from their employer, there are special enrollment periods during which they would be eligible to go to the marketplace.
If you don't have insurance and you know you won't qualify under the provisions of the Affordable Care Act, is there any value in talking with a navigator?
We certainly think there's a lot of value of talking with a navigator so that people can get the facts and get the information. The Affordable Care Act is complicated, and people's understanding of whether or not they're eligible or what may apply to them through this process could be very different once they sit down and really talk with someone about how the ACA affects them. So we encourage everyone to talk with us and get the information so that they can make an informed decision. The other piece of that is that if you're not eligible for the subsidies, you're not eligible for Medicare, and you are going to be exempt, there is value in submitting an application so that you can get that information right away, documented. And if you have some type of change in circumstances later on, and this again is going to be dependent on a variety of factors, you may then be eligible for a special enrollment period like John was talking about if your income increases. So it's another important factor to keep in mind. And because we're available, our services are free. We can sit down and talk with people. We encourage everyone to have a meeting with us and find out more.
Do you need an appointment?
we really recommend that people have an appointment. Like John was saying before, there are some important information and key pieces of information to bring to that appointment. It also helps us to be better prepared to meet with consumers. Roughly, it takes about 90 minutes from beginning to end when we have an appointment. And so for us to be prepared and have the capacity to meet with folks, we're encouraging them to contact us through the toll-free statewide scheduling number. And for your listeners out there, if everyone will grab a pen, that number is 855-733-3711. But let me just say this, David, we really want to help people to enroll by this upcoming deadline. We're getting really close to March 31st. So if folks do show up, we will do our best to help them either right then or to schedule them an appointment to come back and meet with a navigator.
And that's happening at the Pisgah Legal Services office?
Well, we do have appointments at the Pisgah Legal Services office, which is 62 Charlotte Street. We have a big event coming up on March the 22nd. It's a Saturday from about 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pisgah Legal Services, in collaboration with the Council on Aging of Buncombe County, Winches, the Western North Carolina Community Health Services, and the Western Carolina Medical Society. All four of us are either navigator organizations or other funded enrollment assisters. We are joining forces and using the Pisgah Legal Services space to offer appointments and to meet with as many folks as possible that day.
John Wingerter, is your work as a navigator over on March 31st?
By no means, David. While we may take a deep breath, that might last for a few minutes, we still have an awful lot of work to do. What will happen is we will continue to see people throughout the year who may have special enrollment opportunities. We're also going to be doing a lot of outreach, continuing the educational process, because there are a lot of people who still don't understand what the Affordable Care Act is all about, who still don't understand the subsidies or the advanced premium tax credits that they're eligible for. And we want to take this opportunity in the months after the close of the open enrollment period to continue this educational process so we're all ready when the next open enrollment period comes beginning November 15th.
Jacqueline Kiger, what's most challenging about being a navigator? And for that matter, what's most rewarding about the work?
What's been challenging in this work is just trying to reach people and help people understand what the Affordable Care Act is, what the North Carolina insurance marketplace is, and what is available to them. We are still hearing over and over again from the consumers we're meeting with that they were very anxious about this process, that they weren't sure that they were going to be able to afford health insurance. And the statistics that have come out recently show that in North Carolina, 9 out of 10 people who have enrolled in the North Carolina marketplace have gotten financial assistance. So I would say it's been challenging just trying to get the word out and make sure people understand. And that's also a piece of what's been most rewarding is sitting down with a consumer who's come in who hasn't had health insurance possibly ever or for many, many years. And at the end of the appointment, talking with them about how happy and grateful and relieved they are now to realize that they can afford it. And they can afford great coverage, and they can now go to the doctor and have peace of mind that they can have health insurance.
John Wingerter, the same question. What's been most challenging and most rewarding about this work?
Well, the challenges are many. This is a complicated process, and helping people sort it out is challenging both for the consumer as well as the navigator. It really challenges us to be creative, to find the right information to be able to enter in the during the application process. But I'll tell you, David, I have volunteers who will send me emails, who will even call me after they've enrolled somebody and found that person is just absolutely elated because they have gotten a really, really good healthcare insurance plan. And they may be paying $20, $25 or even less per month for people who have never had health insurance before. They are really, really elated. Many of the consumers are even to the point of tears, if I can be a little dramatic here. But we have seen people just absolutely break down because they've been so pleased.
John Wingerter is with the Buncombe County Council on Aging and is a trained navigator. Jacqueline Kiger is a navigator and staff attorney with Pisgah Legal Services. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.